Welcome to the Lean Six Sigma Quick Start Guide by Benjamin Sweeney and Clyde Bank Business, a practical roadmap for mastering one of the most powerful quality frameworks in modern business. Here is the counterintuitive truth: a process that is 99% accurate can still produce thousands of failures every single day. Benjamin Sweeney brings sharp business clarity to this subject, while Clyde Bank Business, the publishing imprint of Clyde Bank Media LLC in Albany, New York, is known for making complex professional topics genuinely accessible. Six Sigma is a data-driven methodology for eliminating defects and reducing variation in business processes. The term is statistical. Sigma is the Greek symbol for standard deviation, and a Six Sigma process produces no more than 3.4 defects per million opportunities. That is 99.99966% accuracy, a standard that exposes just how costly even small error rates can be. The framework originated at Motorola in the 1980s, where engineer Bill Smith developed it to combat quality failures draining revenue and market share. Jack Welch then adopted Six Sigma at General Electric in the 1990s, transforming it from a quality tool into a company-wide strategic discipline. According to the authors, this shift proved Six Sigma could deliver measurable financial results alongside genuine cultural change. Central to Six Sigma's philosophy is the voice of the customer, or VOC. Quality is defined by whether a product meets customer requirements, not internal standards alone. From VOC, practitioners derive critical to quality characteristics, specific, measurable attributes that must be controlled throughout any improvement effort. The authors argue that anchoring every project to customer needs is what separates real improvement from mere activity. The primary problem-solving engine is DMAIC: define, measure, analyze, improve, control, a structured path from problem identification to sustained resolution. In the define phase, teams build a project charter and clarify what counts as a defect. The measure phase then establishes a performance baseline using process maps and disciplined data collection. The analyze phase is where root causes are identified rather than symptoms treated. Benjamin Sweeney highlights two key tools here: the fishbone diagram, which organizes causes into categories like man, machine, and method, and the five whys technique, which asks why a problem occurs repeatedly until the true cause surfaces. A critical warning from the authors is that rushing past analysis to implement solutions is the most common reason defects return. DMAIC does not stop at analysis. The improve phase is where validated solutions are designed and tested, guided by statistical tools that move beyond guesswork. Design of experiments, or DOE, tests multiple input variables simultaneously, revealing not just individual effects but interaction effects, outcomes two variables produce together that neither would generate alone. Process capability indices give teams a precise measure of performance. CP and CPK quantify how well a process fits within its specification limits, and a CPK of roughly 2.0 corresponds to true Six Sigma performance. According to the authors, these indices transform vague quality claims into hard comparable numbers. The control phase ensures improvements do not quietly erode after the project closes. Statistical process control, or SPC, uses control charts to plot process data against a center line and limits set at 3 standard deviations from the mean. These charts distinguish common cause variation, normal process noise, from special cause variation, which signals an unusual event requiring investigation.